Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
In religion, we call it spirits. In science, we call it energy. In the streets, we call it vibes. All I'm saying is trust it. Hello, Inspired listeners. Welcome to another awesome episode of Inspired Living Radio here on the Ohm Times Radio Network. We're going to be taking the next 60 minutes today to be talking about the human energy field, also known as the HEF, the auric fields, and colors. Going to have a lot of fun in the next 60 minutes. So I just want to thank you for hanging out with me today, wherever you're at in the world. I know we have a global audience of Inspired listeners all around the world. So if you're just getting to lunch and taking a break, thanks for hanging out. If you're just sitting down to a nice restful evening with a cup of tea, thanks for tuning in. If you do miss this live broadcast, make sure to catch us over on the Encore show throughout the week on Ohm Times Radio. And you can also catch us on any of the Encore presentations with SoundCloud, YouTube, marklienhart.com, lovefirst.info, Podbean or iTunes, and we have well over three seasons of Inspired Living Radio. I am your co-host, Mark Lienhart, the Intuitive Prospector, broadcasting live here from my studio in Seattle, Washington, the beautiful Pacific Northwest, and we're going to just have a lot of fun. My co-host today, Kim Thalkin, founder of Love First, is actually back in Richmond, Virginia, so she'll be joining us on the air live next week. If you want to learn more about the work, the beautiful work and talented work that Kim is doing on her bi-coastal spiritual practice, you can visit her site at lovefirst.info. And I know that you can connect with her either in Encino, California or Richmond, Virginia. And like I said, she's been in Encino, California the last 2 weeks and did some beautiful events and speaking. And make sure to sync up with her at lovefirst.info. If you want to work with me in the Seattle area, either online or over Zoom or Skype or phone, just visit marklienhart.com. You can also internet search the Intuitive Prospector. Love to help you do a little spiritual prospecting for your own spiritual goal. And if you want to follow us on any of the social media platforms, we're on several media social media platforms. You can follow us on Facebook. That's our main page, Inspired Living Radio. It is a closed page, so make sure to ask to join, become an Inspired listener, become part of the Inspired listener community. And we also have an interactive map where you can pin where you're at in the world. So we'd love to see where our listeners are tuning in from. You can follow us also on Twitter and Instagram, and the handle for that is Inspired For Us. That is the number 4. We're also located on Google Plus Communities. So any of those 4 social media outlets, that's where we do a lot of our posting. We'd love to have you like the page, join the page. And right now, if you have a question for today's show, where we're going to be talking again about the human energy field, the auric field, working with colors, why that is very important for your own spiritual journey, head over to our Facebook page, post your question live right now, and I'll try to bring it live to air. I'm monitoring the Facebook page as we speak. If you want to call in and have a direct conversation with me, the call-in line for Ohm Times is 202-570-7057. I will be taking calls, so if you have a question on the human energy field, the auric field, chakras, colors, love to have a discussion with you. And if you want to follow me on any of the work I'm doing this Friday, I have Forest Fridays, which is a spiritual hike where we get out in the mountains here in Seattle, Pacific Northwest, do some Qigong, some meditation. Last time we had a whole group of people. It was a lot of fun. So if you want to get out in nature for Forest Fridays, that's going to be this Friday, July oh, geez, what is the date on that? July 11th or what is today? I've already lost the date. 11th, the 13th. So July 13th. The time is just moving really quick. You can also catch my Facebook live show, Metaphysical Mocha Mondays, every Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Intuitive Prospector Facebook page. And it's a half-hour show of inspiration, guidance. I'm in my second season, having a lot of fun doing it. And then right after that show, I follow up with the Prospecting Q&A after show, which is a direct conversation with those that are tuning in through Facebook Live. Ask me questions, get a reading, have a spiritual conversation. Just say hi. It's a great community, spiritual community of people, of spiritual prospectors coming together. You can also subscribe. Subscribe to my YouTube playlist, where I have over 180 videos, podcasts for many subjects for the last few years. And I want to let the Inspired listeners know, here in the Seattle area, I do have a mediumship demonstration at Public Gallery coming up with a spirit artist. So that's where I'm going to actually be doing demonstrations in mediumship and connecting with a colleague of mine, Chris Fitting, a very talented man who draws the essence of the spirit world. And it's your opportunity to come out for the event at Inner Alchemy in West Seattle and possibly walk away with a portrait of your loved one in the spirit world. That's going to be Friday, July 27th, at the end of this month. And it's going to be on the Friday of the lunar eclipse. So a lot of different energy, because we're talking about energy today. And then the next day, on the 28th of July, I'm going to actually be presenting a workshop, a four-hour workshop, on exactly how to work with the human energy field, today's subject, actually how to see somebody's auric field. A lot of times we have untrained the eye to where we don't see colors and auric fields around people. So I'm actually going to be teaching a workshop. So if you're interested in that, please visit marklanehart.com for more information, to purchase your tickets to either of those events or the Forest Friday. Love to sync up with you on that. So with every month, because we're in the month of July, we have our positive affirmation for July. And the Inspired Living Radio positive affirmation for July is, every hurdle I jump over only strengthens my self-confidence and determination. Let me say that one more time. Every hurdle I jump over only strengthens my self-confidence and determination. And that is the Inspired Living Radio positive affirmation, sponsored by Prime My Body, from soil to oil, and one of the best absorption rated nano enhanced hemp oils on the market, an all natural plant based supplement with no psychoactive highs and legal in all 50 states. From liquid hemp oil, hemp infused skin moisturizer, hemp protein superfood, or a simple liver detoxification system, start achieving your health and wellness goals naturally from the leaves and rootstock of this amazing, healing, and ancient plant, hemp. Your health is your wealth. For more information, please visit awareness.primemybody.com. And that is this month's sponsorship for the positive affirmation. So let's get into the subject of today's show. I'd like to say that you are the inspired and the inspiration. And again, if you have any questions for me, please go to our Facebook page, ask to join, post your question. Or if you want to call in, the call-in line's 202-570-7057, as I discuss the human energy field. And what is the human energy field? What is it all about? Like I said at the very beginning of the show, you know, it's called many different things. In religion, they call it spirits. In science, they call it energy. In the streets, we call it a vibration. I mean, even the Beach Boys sung about it. I'm picking up good vibrations. And all I'm saying is just trust that, because that human energy field, very similar to Mother Earth that gives off the Borealis lights that we can see, everything gives off energy. So I'm going to be talking about the human energy field, going to be talking about the human aura and the colors. And what do the colors mean? How are they tied to the chakra? And just understanding the aura, you know, as far as what kind of color it's given off, because the colors change depending on how you're feeling. So, you know, the colors are not always the same. They're always moving and changing. And that's something that we're going to be talking about today. And I'm going to be giving you some colors tied to where you might be physically, emotionally, mentally, what the imbalance might be. So again, if you have any questions and you want to call in live to the show, 202-570-7057, or post a question on our Facebook page so I can answer your question. We're going to be, let's see here, I've got to keep an eye on the clock here so I know when we're going to our first break, and I'm doing a lot of different things here, so usually Kim is talking and I'm doing things behind the scenes, but today I'm riding solo. So let's talk about the human aura. We have eyes, but we don't always see. And the aura is very much like your spiritual signature, as I would say. And this is something I'll be talking about in more detail at my workshop at the end of the month. I'm gonna try to broadcast via Zoom. So for those of you that aren't in the Seattle, Washington area, it's going to be a workshop that I'm going to try to hold through Zoom as well, and for those that are here in person. But there's really, in my experience, there's really nothing paranormal in the universe except our limited understanding of nature and how the universe really works. A lot of times when people come to me for a reading and they want to understand, you know, what is psychic science, what is mediumship, what is spiritual healing, a lot of times I say, just look outside the window of my studio and see the tree swaying back and forth, and you see that the wind is moving that tree, but we don't see the wind. And we see the effects of the wind, but with us, it's very much the same way. We don't see energy impacting us. You know, sometimes we can see it. Maybe on a hot day, you can see like squiggle lines, hot squiggle lines coming up off the surface of the cement. You might be able to see energy at times. But a lot of times it's feeling the effects of energy, and we can feel that through our auric field, the human energy field, also known from science, would call it the HEF, human energy field, the auric field, your chakras. And, you know, a lot of times, for me, it's just not a very paranormal thing anymore. It used to be, but when you simply put it in terms like it, you see the effects of the wind, but you don't see the wind, energy is very much the same thing. Like I said earlier, we do see, you know, the Borealis lights, which are a reflection of energy, that Mother Earth gives off. And everything around us, rocks, I've got a singing bowl here on my desk, a thing of water. I'm just kind of looking around my desk. Everything gives off its own energy. And when you start to look at the world in the sense of energy, frequency, and vibration, and Nikola Tesla talked about this all the time, you really start to unlock the universe. You start to unlock the unseen world. And so thinking in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration, that can really change your spiritual path. That can really change where you're going in your own awakening, your own awareness, your own using your intuition. Like I said at the top of the show, you know, religion, they call it spirits. Science calls it energy. But in the streets, people say, that place has got a bad vibe, or that place has got a good vibe. But what we find is a lot of times is folks won't trust what they're picking up because they can't see it with their physical eye. So that's what today's topic is about, is not always necessarily seeing it with your eyes, because, you know, there's that old adage, see it, believe it, achieve it. I like to teach people, believe it, see it, achieve it, which is just the opposite. And again, we have eyes, but we do not see. So we're just now starting to realize the human potential and experience through science and the use of advanced technologies. As I'm talking to you today through the airwaves of this technology platform all around the world, people can tune in right now on any device from anywhere and listen to my voice. I mean, how amazing is that? Or, you know, the computer technology, the iPhone technology, your smartphone technology. And it's just showing us what our human potential is really capable of. And again, everything that we're connecting with right now has one thing in common: energy. Without frequency, there would be no smartphones. The vibration is what makes things go. So again, the one consistent thing with all of us, that we're all connected, whether we want to be or not, is the energy and what flows in and around us. And, you know, what we think we know on Earth as humans is just a teeny drop in the ocean of knowledge, as I like to say. You know, in the distant past, people admired things they could not explain, and they called them miracles, or they called them works of God, depending on where you lived in the world and your belief system. But, you know, believe it or not, long ago, people were actually able to see the auras as a natural state of being, and they're depicted in many paintings spanning thousands of years. You know, some that come to mind is, of course, Judas, Jesus, Gandhi, Buddha, I'm just trying to think of all the historical people that have been painted on paper, and they were always painted with an auric sense. Now, a lot of times with Jesus, it had a white or yellow aura around him. I know with Buddha, it was a yellow aura. With Gandhi, it was a blue auric field. Mother Teresa was a blue auric field. And so, you know, it's something that was, you know, very common back then, because we would see people and we would see, you know, halos of color around their heads, around their shoulders. And maybe the artist painting them at the time didn't actually see the aura straight on. In the auric field is usually triggered through the peripheral vision. And I'll give you a little exercise that we can do here after we come back from our first break on actually how to trigger the auric field and to see it. But the reason we don't see the auric field or we don't see energy around people is because most of the time we're staring straight on at a computer screen or our smartphone. I was sitting on the bus coming back today, just watching everybody on their smartphone. And we don't really look up to see people. And of course, if we're not going to see people, we're not going to see their human energy field. We're not going to see their auric field. But I can tell you, a lot of times when I work with people, and I've done hundreds of readings over the last 5 years working as a professional psychic spiritual medium, one of the first things I do is I look at the color of the person I'm sitting in front of, or if I'm in a gallery looking for colors, because colors can really tell me a lot about a person. So, you know, I'm just thinking here, you know, about in Australia, in the West Kimberley region. This dates back to, you know, thousands of year prehistoric cave paintings. You know, they were predicted, you know, depicting people with halos and energy around them. So over time, we've actually lost the sense of seeing people's auras, seeing energy. But what we can do is we can retrain the mind, and we can really start to see the world differently with a new set of eyes by feeling, knowing, and trusting that the energy and vibration is all around us. So there's the key to our first break. I'll be back here in 2 minutes. You're listening to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, you know, your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim here on the Om Times Radio Network. I am your host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, doing solo show today, talking about the human energy field, the human aura, working with the chakras, working with colors. If you have a question and you want me to bring it live to air, please post a question on our closed Facebook page, Inspired Living Radio, and I will address your question. If you want to call in right now, I will be taking calls live. The number for Om Times Radio is 202-570-7057. The phone lines are now open. We'll be open for the next 45 minutes if you want to call in and have a spiritual chat. See if I can pick up on what color is your auric field, what's going on with you. But right before the break, I was just talking about over thousands of years, there's been depictions of people with auric halos around them with energy. Like I said, going back to some of the first cave paintings in West Kimberley, Australia, they found prehistoric cave paintings that showed a human being with energy lines all around it. And, you know, it's kind of, you know, what I was thinking is it's, you know, nature really gives us all that we need, is, you know, to see human auras if we choose to. But like anything in this world, as I say, use it or lose it. Which most people have over the years, you know, especially as we've progressed with more technology, computer screens, like I said, smartphone technology, moving pictures, televisions, and really all that's required is the knowledge of how to use your senses together with your conscious effort. So what I mean by that is using your senses, you know, we would agree from a science standpoint that we have the five known senses. See it, taste it, touch it, hear it, smell it. Everybody would be in agreement to that. But once we move past those, things like clairvoyance, clairsentience, clairgustance, claircognizance, the clairs, then it becomes more of a spiritual, some would say woo-woo. I know for me on my journey when I first started out, I wasn't into the clairs. I was into the known five senses. But using your clairvoyance to see within your mind's eye, to use your clairsentience to feel energy. Clairsentience is probably the most important clair that you can use because it's using your largest organ in your body, which is the skin. When you use the skin to feel, whether it's energy, whether it's a vibration, whether it's an emotion, you're the equipment, as I like to say, you're the antennas of life, and you can really pick up and tune in, just like we tune in a guitar, just like we tune in a radar, to see things that are unseen. The human body is really no different. In fact, a lot of our technologies, like the radar, like the telephone, have all been based off of something in nature or have been designed after something in nature or how humans work, how the human anatomy works and the energy that we give off. So it's very cool when you think about it. But it all comes back to that old adage, use it or lose it. And that's why most people don't see the auric field today because we're looking at things straight on. So again, that's what I mean by using your senses, your five known senses, and then also your senses outside the five known senses, which is, you know, clairvoyance, clairsentience, clairaudience, clairgustance, which is the ability to smell, clairaudience, which is the ability to hear things. I would use, for example, like a dog whistle. That would be a clairaudient ability to hear. Most humans don't hear the sound vibration of the higher frequency of a dog whistle. But if you train your clairs, you might be able to actually tune in to that dog whistle. Really, all that's required, like I said, is to use your senses together with a conscious effort. What is your intent? Do you really want to see the aura, or could you really care less? Do you want to see the human energy field? What would be the point of seeing somebody's auric field or seeing energy? A lot of times, it's being prepared. It's having that awareness before something happens. You know, if you decide to not to try, you will never see the aura. And that just kind of goes with the intention and the mindset. And that's how powerful we are as Homo sapiens, which implies the word wise. When we set our intent in our mindset, in our belief system, we can really choose to see the auric field, the human energy field, or we can choose never to see the auric field. But on the other hand, and for today's show, because I'm all about inspiring and thinking outside the box and getting you to try some new things, when you see something for yourself, and that's what put me on my path today to be talking with you here today, to have a spiritual practice in Seattle, to be doing psychic and mediumship work, when you see it for yourself, when you experience it for yourself, when you feel it for yourself, yourself, you no longer will need to rely on a belief system or what other people are saying, because you had that experience. You will know, and you can now explore and discover more about yourself and the world around you because you've had that experience and you're sharing that. So I want to do an exercise for you. So if you're listening today, this is an exercise that I do in my workshop. And again, this workshop I will be teaching at the end of this month on Saturday, July 28th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Inner Alchemy here in West Seattle. And like I said, I am going to try to open up a Zoom room so you can come in online and pay for access to participate through an online format. It's not as good as being in person, but you would still get some really good gold nuggets from the participation in the workshop and some of the fun exercises that we're going to do. But the exercise, because I'm broadcasting over the radio waves, we're going to do this a little bit different. So what I want you to do is I just want you to take a deep breath with me. Part of the process of seeing the human aura is to relax the eyes and to relax the body. So we can do that through a couple different things, just by our breath, tuning into our breath, taking a nice deep breath in through the nose, exhaling out through the mouth. Actually put your hand on your stomach and feel the breath going in. So when your breath goes in, your stomach should expand out, and you're breathing that in through your nose, and then you're exhaling out through the mouth. So that's one way to start your attunement of working with the human energy field, working with energy, working with colors. Another way to get connected is through the sound vibration of music. As I've got a plane flying over, and you can hear the sounds of the world around you. But I've got a singing bowl here, a Tibetan singing bowl. So just take in the sound of the singing bowl. Along with your breaths. And what we're doing is we're going to start relaxing our eyes, almost like we're squinting or, you know, kind of sleepy, letting the eyes get a little bit heavy with the eyelids. And as we get into a more relaxed, attuned state, relaxing the eyes, I want you to find something around you. It can be a candle, it could be a lava lamp, it could be the computer screen, and I want you just to find a fixed point of that object, because like I said, everything gives off energy. If you have another person you're sitting with, focus in on their, just above their shoulder, focus in on their forehead, but just sit with that fixed focus point of what you're staring at, and relax the eyes almost like you're going to sleep, but not fully closing your eyes. And what you'll start to notice as we relax the eyes, we start to see a whole world open up to us. This is really good practicing. You can do this in the mirror with yourself. Sit in front of a mirror, relax your eyes, relax your body, relax your breathing. And you'll start to see most people when they see the aura field, it's a white light just above the head or about a half inch right above the shoulders. And it may also look like little squiggle lines coming off the shoulders or coming off the head, kind of like when you look out on a hot sunny day and you see the pavement and it kind of gives off that energy ripple. It's the same thing with objects. It's the same thing with people. And your intuition already knows. So you're activating your intuition and your awareness. For those of you that have never used your intuition, it's that sense of knowing, that gut feeling. That's why we say trust your gut in the spiritual sense, because trust in your gut is one of your chakra systems. It's one of your internal radars. So if something is, you know, giving you butterflies and you're picking up on something, that is your intuition and your awareness. That's your body tuning into something that may not be seen, only felt. So like I said at the very beginning, we have eyes and we do not see. But your intuition already knows what color your aura is at right now. So what I want you to do is, with relaxing your eyes, continuing to breathe. You can also use aromatherapy. You can use rosemary, lavender, just anything that gets the body relaxed and in attunement. Because again, you're not going to see the auric field and the human energy field if you're going a mile a minute. If, you know, hopefully you're not driving listening to me, so don't do this while you're driving. But just find a place to sit still, focus in on an object, relax the eyes so they're almost closed but not all the way. And eventually you'll start to see some sort of energy or color. And, you know, it really ties back into what Rumi talked about. You know, the more silent and still we become, the more that we'll actually hear. And I actually add to that and say the more that we actually see as well. So I know it's kind of, for some of you that are listening, might be like, well, becoming still and silent, how do you hear more? Give it a go. Work with it. You know, part of this, the doing this is development and mentorship and daily practice. You know, I do daily meditation. I do daily Qigong. I do daily breath exercises. And again, the more attuned you become, the more you're going to start to explore and discover and see for yourself what the human energy field and the auric color spectrum is all about. So now that you're in a relaxed state of mind, continuing to breathe, breathing in peace, breathing in love, breathing in confidence, kind of what I was saying with the positive affirmation, every hurdle I jump over only strengthens my self-confidence and determination. If you want to set your intent to see the human aura or the human energy field, set that intention, have determination, and become even more relaxed just listening to the sound of my voice. And I'm going to give you some colors. And like I said, the intuition, your intuition, already knows what color your aura is at right now. You can take your hand and place it over your heart and just sit with it for a second and ask what color you need at this moment in time. You know, a lot of times the mind is focused in on the future or the mind is focused in on the past. But what I want you to do is I want you to focus in what I call the magic of the moment. The past is not real. The future is not real. What is real is right now as you listen to my voice, because our memories make the past come alive. Our imagination makes the future come alive. But neither one's already happened, one hasn't happened yet. So when you find yourself in the magic of the moment and try to turn off the mindset and place your hand over your heart, now slowly close your eyes and just see or feel a color, whether it's crimson or red, orange, yellow, green, blue, dark blue, purple, brown, black, or white. See what color resonates with you. If you are feeling a color, it could be you're feeling cold, which would be representation of the color white, like snow. If you're sitting there continuing to breathe with your hand over your heart, or you can place a couple fingers on your third eye, which is right in between your eyebrows. We call that the brow chakra, the third eye chakra. Feel what your body is telling you. See what colors come to mind. How you feel. Maybe you are feeling warm, and that would be representation of the color of the sun, yellow. What do these colors mean for you? But as far as the human energy field, you know, like I said, think in your mind's eye the color red, the color orange, the color yellow, the color green, the color blue, the color indigo, the color violet, the color brown, the color black, or the color white. Just see what color is resonating with you. And I'll give you some examples of what those colors would mean for you as we go through this little exercise. So let's start with the color of red. The color of red, if you chose this color, if this color was coming to your mind's eye, for this exercise, if this was the color you chose, then you're probably at a low ebb at the moment and you need to raise up your energy levels. So athletes often have red auras, and it is the color of physical fitness. So again, if you picked red, it might be your body's way of the unconscious mind and your intuition to say, get your butt outside and get moving. Get out and do a hike with Mark on Forest Fridays, or get out and plant a garden, which I just did a few days ago, got my garden up and running. But if you were drawn to the color of red, this color is about physical fitness. It's about movement. It's tied to exercise. And if you feel a lack of this color in your life or your aura, then all you need is a little exercise to energize up and feel better. Because again, we're thinking in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration, so we can unlock some of the doors of the universe, the unseen world, our intuition and awareness. If you chose the color orange, orange controls the area of the aura around the spleen area, which us psychics consider to be the cleansing and distribution center. So the lack of orange, if you're feeling a lack of orange for this exercise in the aura, it just means that you need to pay attention to having good emotional tonic and some creative stimulation. So If the color orange is coming up around you, that's to get creative. Think about your diet and what you're taking in to your body. If you're seeing the color red, it's about exercise. The color yellow. The color yellow is associated with the area around the solar plexus. So remember I was saying earlier that the solar plexus is located right around the belly button. We say trust your gut for a reason because that's a major chakra system. I say chakra, some say chakra, tomato, tomato. So I always get pushback on that. But as far as the chakra system or chakra system, it's right on your belly button area. So if you take your hand and you place it on your belly button, if you were seeing the color of yellow, it's kind of interesting too, because this is what we call the main psychic nerve centers, because that's where you were given life. That's where that umbilical cord connected you to your mom, and that's how you came into this world, is right through your belly button. So if you're seeing the color of yellow, yellow auric light controls the digestive process of the body and the intellectual faculties of the logical mind. So you may be working too hard in your career. You're focusing too much on a project or an important decision. Yellow is the color of optimism, and it's positive thoughts, and it's the golden rays of the sun, kind of what I was telling you, what you feel with the color yellow. So if yellow's coming up, it's also time to stop worrying and start to think positive and take on a new creative, fun invention or project, or paint a picture, or you know, just know that everything's going to be okay and this too shall pass, or as we say in the spirit community, and so it is. If you were seeing the color green for this exercise, to feel the color of green is the color of nature. This is one of my favorite colors. My mom always tells me I look good in green. Now I have green eyes, so that's kind of why I'm tied to the color green, as with my green eyes. But it's all about harmony and balance in your life, and it's also a big tie to nature. So if you're seeing a lot of green or you feel like you're lacking green, then I recommend getting out into nature, because nature is our greatest teacher. Nature is our greatest healer. We can learn a lot from nature. And we just don't get out in nature enough as humans, and we need to do that more. As far as the green, the color green, it's also associated with the area around the heart. It's the big connection of the heart, and I always say that chakra is probably the most important, is the heart chakra, because it connects the physical world here in the physical body to the unseen spiritual world. So we're at our second break. I will come back and finish up with the colors of the auric field. If you have a question and you want to call in, please do so, or post a question on our Facebook page. Love to answer that question for you. But stick around for just two quick minutes, and we'll be back here on Inspired Living Radio.
The cutting edge of conscious radio. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World, with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you Tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
Okay, welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. We're in the last half of the show. My goodness, time is flying by. I could talk about this for hours, but let me just pick up where I left off talking about the color green. We're doing an exercise on what color you may be lacking or you may be seeing. So during the commercial break, maybe you started to see that object that you were focusing on and seeing its auric energy field, feeling its energy essence, or seeing it. Maybe some colors are popping up. That's the really cool thing about practicing and developing your ability to have a stronger intuition, a stronger awareness. You know, one of the things, one of the quotes that actually comes to my mind is from Socrates, where he talked about the secret of change is to focus all of your energy not on fighting the old but building the new. And I think that would tie into today's topic about focusing all of your energy not on fighting the old things and things in life that you see, but actually building on something new and explore and discover, you know, things for yourself. So the color green is where we left off right before the break here. And green is tied to the heart chakra. It's one of my favorite colors. Again, the heart chakra is one of the most important, in my opinion, because it connects the physical world to the unseen spiritual world. And, you know, people talk about all the time, dying of heartbreak, the heart, you know, the body doesn't go without the heart, but the heart also needs the breath. So it's important to breathe on a daily journey, on a daily soul adventure is what I talk about, because people just forget to breathe the right way and breathe deep. So breathe deep, breathe true, and that will also help with this exercise. But the green is associated with the area around the heart, and it indicates that a need that you will benefit from relating to your innermost feelings and express yourself while seeking the restorative power of nature. And the best way to do that is to get out in nature. Put your hands in the dirt. Like I said, I just planted my garden for this year, put my hands in the dirt. I even got a couple bug bites. Go hug a tree, go climb a mountain, put your feet in the river, walk barefooted on the grass. Many ways to connect to the world of nature. Get out of that cubicle you're sitting in and go out and enjoy the sun and what nature has to offer us. It's also the heart center is the seat of compassion and unconditional love. So feel free to experience the warm embrace of the love that inherits that is inherent in all things. And love is literally the breath of life. So give yourself the green light. Green is go, right? It's kind of funny how we tie that to street signs. To feel good about yourself, and most importantly, love yourself. That's what the color represents. If you pick the color blue, healers are often have a blue color in their aura. Mother Teresa comes to mind. Gandhi comes to mind. If you're lacking this color, it means that you need to slow things down a little. Relax, take a break from your work, and concentrate on letting your body and your mind find their natural harmony and balance. If you've been over excited lately, try some relaxing music, putting your feet up, taking a nice Himalayan salt bath always works well for me. Using aromatherapy, lavender, rosemary. I make my own lavender. I actually made it for my hikes, but now I'm selling it because people love the aromatherapy of lavender. So I make my own lavender now. But blue is the ideal color to work with if you need to give or receive healing energy. And a lot of people that are in healthcare, nurses, doctors, naturopaths, I will see a blue aura around them, and that would tell me that they are, you know, it's really psychic, but at the same time, it's just trained my eyes to see their color, and it just lets me know what they might do in life or what they might be lacking in their color energy. The color of indigo auric light is connected with your psychic abilities and intuition. So if you're seeing the indigo color, which is, Indigo to me is almost like a dark navy blue, is how I would describe indigo. You may enjoy taking interest in the paranormal. So if you're seeing that color, it might be setting the path to become a psychic or a spiritual medium. There's a big difference between psychic and mediums, just so we're clear. But it was one of the first colors for me many years ago that I actually saw, and I didn't know what it meant. So that's why I put it in my workshop, because indigo is a very psychic an intuition color, and you may be interested in moving forward a little bit more into extrasensory perception, also known as ESP, or the work that I do as a metaphysical teacher, metaphysical work. But your attention wants to tune inwards, and you may understand yourself better if you wrote down any kind of like dream adventures you had, if you're interpreting what they're trying to tell you, your dreams, or if you're having connections with nature or just strange occurrences, or you're getting what I call sign symbols, synergy and synchronistic events from the unseen world. The color indigo will make itself very well known for your journey. But I always say too that the only way out is in, so this might be a good time to reflect by going in through the power of meditation, sitting in nature if you're experiencing the color indigo. If you're picking up the color violet, I always say violet to me it looks like purple, so I always think of Prince and Purple Rain, but this color is a very spiritual color, and that's why I think of Prince the singer, because he was on a very spiritual path. If you feel this color is the color your aura needs, if you're lacking this color, and just ask yourself, am I lacking this or am I full of this? Only you can decide that. Then it may be time to start a spiritual discipline. So again, I do meditation and I do Qigong every single morning I get up. And if I'm lacking the violet color, I usually get a flash of Prince in my mind's eye or clairvoyance that I need to get into that color a little bit more. So I'm needing some meditation or some Qigong. But it's also telling you to forget the material and worldly stresses and focus on the good things that are in your life. So I talk about attitude for gratitude is very important. It's a great way to change your mindset by having gratitude. In fact, I'm writing my next article on the awakening process that talks about exactly that, how gratitude can really change your process and your happiness for your spiritual path. By concentrating on higher positive thoughts in your life, you will find a deepening or inner stability, balance, and harmony with the color of violet or purple. And I do take notice of someone who eats foods that is living food. So a good diet, this could be somebody that's a vegetarian, doesn't eat meat. When I see the color violet with people, this tells me too that they're very mindful of their diet and what they're taking in as far as the food that they eat. A lot of times they're vegetarians, very interesting. But as far as if they're lacking, then it also might be dietary consideration, taking time to listen and guidance and maybe see a doctor, a naturopath. I know I had to do that when I became, I couldn't do dairy anymore, so I had to move completely away from dairy. So that's the color violet. The color brown, to me, the color brown is very, very grounding type of color. It's the color of the earth. Bright colors, they always tend to be seen by others, and the color brown is the color drawn to the field of psychological or psychology reasons, so it might be of that higher thinking mind. Brown is actually a very strong color. Like I said, it's the color of the earth. It can be a very grounding energy for the aura. You would most benefit by concentrating on practical solution on any life's problems you are experiencing. If you're lacking this color in your journey, you will need to focus on grounding or centering exercises by taking a nice long walk out in nature, pick up some rocks. Like I said, stick your hands in the dirt, do some gardening. I have a Rubik's Cube in front of me when I'm lacking brown. That's my kind of that puzzle. Puzzles are really good for the color brown if you're lacking. So I have a Rubik's Cube right here in front of me that I try to – I only have one color, just so you guys know. I'm not very good at the Rubik's Cube. I have one color of actually red. So, but I'll mix it up just to help with the color brown. The color black. Black gets a bad rap. Black's usually associated with death and dying. Black is the absence of light, so there's where it kind of gets that bad rap. But it can actually be a protective shield for your aura, especially if you're feeling oversensitive. Black can be very protective for your auric field. And to make how it says to make sure of your surroundings and what other people. If you're seeing the color black, it may be because people are taking your auric energy. They're impacting your human energy field. The color black will actually seal you off from negative vibrations, or what I call energy vampires. And some of you that are listening to this today know exactly what I'm talking about. People that will take your energy and your essence, and you just feel depleted and tired and just want to climb into bed. But use the color black. You can use crystals as well with these different colors. I would recommend using crystals in your journey to help accelerate or amplify. That's what crystals and rocks can do, is they can amplify your energy. So think about that. Using something of the color black will actually help as a protector. But also, if you're on the other hand, if you feel that your aura is lacking in color, so you don't want more black in your aura. Black is often viewed as, like I said, as the negative color, the color of death. But it's actually a good protective color that you just need to, you know, maybe brighten up your aura with some good bright colors, especially if you're interacting with any kind of negative forces. Good forces, negative forces, kind of goes all hand in hand. But a great way to raise up your colors of your aura, if you are in that black color, is to imagine the colors of the rainbow. And all the colors that I just went through, all of these colors can be found in the seven spectrums of the rainbow. I know for my journey as a medium that there are way more colors that we just don't see in the human journey, especially when I get messages from those in the spirit world that talk about the amazing colors of the unseen world. But the eye only sees a certain amount of colors, and it's the same colors in the rainbow. But if you want to lift up your energy, just think of the colors of the rainbow. I'm looking at my Rubik's Cube here because it has all the different colors. And then just to begin to, you know, in your mind's eye, radiate those colors and stepping into the rainbow itself and feeling, sensing the bright positive colors as you just let those colors seep into your spirit, noticing that you begin to feel better, more alive, more upbeat. That's a great way, great visual exercise. If you pick the color white, the last color here on this exercise, the opposite of the color of black, right? The color is known as the purity color. This is something that you would see around, you know, like I said, what came to mind was Jesus and Muhammad and Buddha would all have either white or yellow chakra, crown chakras around their heads. But it's, you know, it's a color of spiritual energy, and it's one of the first colors you'll see when you're working on training to see the auric field is the white energy, and it'll move kind of like the waves of the ocean, right above the shoulder, just above, or right above the head. A great way to practice is sit on the plane. If you're flying, try this on the plane. I do this all the time. And because everybody's looking forward, they don't know that you're going to be staring at them. But just pick an object right on the back of their head, just the top, and then just relax your eyes like we did today. Focus on your breathing. Listen to some relaxing music. And just keep your focus. Relax your eyes. Close them, but not all the way. And you'll start to see some pretty cool things pop off the top of the head, right off the top of the shoulders. And then you might actually get to see the different colors. So that's a great way to exercise without people feeling like they're being stared at. So this color, if you feel like you need this color, then you're seeking some sort of divine inspiration. So if that color came up for you today in the exercise, the time has come to reintroduce yourself and be in contact with your core beliefs as a spiritual being in a physical body. Again, you're a spiritual energetic being first that came here to have a physical experience, or the definition that I use for life is learn it from experience. That's the whole reason that you're here, is to learn. You know, the term "I think, therefore I am" comes to mind, to know thyself, as the saying goes. And if you are seeking a divine inspiration, then it's time to stop taking life so seriously. Stop sweating the small stuff and lighten up, as the word indicates, while taking in God's best medicine, which is humor, laughter, freedom, and nature. And if you need some uplifting, you know, more white energy in your auric field, then, you know, put on a funny video, read a good story, a book, tell a joke. Those will all help cheer you up, because humor and laughter in nature are all great ways to get into a more divine inspiration. Try smiling right now. Just, you know, put a smile on your face and try that a few times. Say the positive affirmation that I gave earlier in the show. Just by smiling and breathing, simple things, you're not only feeling better, but you're actually relaxing your auric field, and you're changing your vibration based on that emotion alone. So that's the color of white. And just, you know, it's a fun exercise to do if, you know, if you're feeling you're lacking in a certain color, or you feel that you need to explore what that color means, because colors are very important in spiritual work, psychic work, mediumship work. Some of this work that I do as a medical in intuitive is look at the colors as well, as far as, you know, the energy chakra systems, the root chakra, the sacral chakra, the solar plexus chakra, the heart chakra, the throat chakra, the third eye chakra, and the crown chakra. Like I said, this hour goes by so quick. I just feel like I'm just scratching the surface. But you know, if you start to think in terms of what I call the four aspects of the human journey or the human condition, that is your physical body, P, your emotional body, E, your mental body, M, and your spiritual body, S. So I call it the PEMS, P-E. M-S. And when you start to think in terms of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, and you apply colors into what those colors might mean and where they apply on your internal radar system, which is your chakra system, just know that you have this internal radar system, and it can go up to as far as 15 to 20 feet in radius. So you may not be having a bad day, but it has nothing to do with you. You may be actually picking up on the energy of somebody else that is in the same space with you and sharing space with you. Or you have somebody like an energy vampire that's, you know, has a negative vibe about them and you just don't want to be around them. So trust what you're picking up. Trust what you're feeling. Again, using your clairsentience, which is the skin, the largest organ on the body, to trust what you may not see. And again, I always like to say, believe it, see it, achieve it. And versus seeing it, because sometimes we have eyes, but we do not see. And I'll just go back to the opening statement of the show. And, you know, it depends on what you want to call it. If it's religion, we call it spirits. If it's science, we call it energy. If you're just on the streets, we call it the vibe. All I'm saying is trust it. So I just want to thank you for hanging out with me today. We'll be back live on the air next Wisdom Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But just thanks for hanging out with me today. Have a great rest of your week. And until we talk next time, be kind, be caring, be compassionate. Have a great day, everybody. Namaste.